As smoke from multiple wildfires chokes the air across California this summer, air quality is a hot topic. But the biggest source of pollution is the state's 33.5 million vehicles. The state is moving aggressively to promote air quality, especially in the wake of a report from the National Parks Conservation Association that gave Yosemite, Joshua Tree, Sequoia, and Kings Canyon an F for air quality and said they regularly have unhealthy ozone levels. Ula Reeves is the National Parks Conservation Association's Clean Air Campaign Manager.
Between oil and gas plants and vehicles in particular are a huge problem in California. All of this pollution piles up together and contributes to degraded air quality.
Governor Jerry Brown set a goal last year of putting 1 million zero-emissions cars on the road by 2023. To that end, he signed a bill making electric cars more affordable. 3 years ago, the state mandated that 15% of cars sold in California be all-electric, hybrid, or hydrogen vehicles starting in 2018. Reeves says the Clean Air Act's regional haze rule needs to be tightened up to force additional action on this issue around the country.
That rule, unfortunately, has some loopholes and weaknesses that are allowing states and polluters to essentially game the system and often avoid cleaning up. So we're calling on the Obama administration to strengthen the regional haze rule.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce has criticized the regional haze rule as too stringent, complaining that it has stood in the way of construction of hundreds of new power plants. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter.